Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I believe yesterday we had some discussion on the show what the actual place that is called Vacationland USA is, and you thought it might be on the West Coast, and Mike said it's Maine. Everybody's wrong. Vacationland USA is Florence, South Carolina, and we go now live to Florence. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite radio host, Mike O'Mara.
Rob, I misspoke when I told you I am probably a good 70 miles south of Florence, but I have just passed the billboard on the super slab known as I-95 for the Lion's Den Adult Superstore.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I have my frequent flyer card there. You can use my points if you want.
Yeah, you can upgrade from leather to lace.
It is not to be confused with the Fantasy Island Adult Store. That's not a superstore. That's just a regular adult store. But as we crawl up the coast, I am noticing the early signs of the tropical depression, previously known as Tropical Storm Cindy.
Yes.
Which seems to be kind of encroaching on the Carolinas. But yes, it was a wonderful birthday drive yesterday.
Birthday trip. Oh, and Mike, since you're on the road, I have your on the road music for your travels.
Oh, let's listen. Hey, everybody. What a beautiful day. Yeah, it's a lovely day on I-95 as we pass exit 86B. And for those of you that might live off of 86B, don't worry. I'm not going to be stopping to visit.
Why are there so many adult stores in that part of our country? Because I remember that from the trip. You've made that trip a lot of times. You've been able to analyze the analytics of the geography. Why do they prosper? Are people hornier in the Carolinas?
No, I think I can probably do it best in song.
If oh, good.
Turn that music
yes,
down.
Yes, of course.
I can actually do it sound. We're going to roll that trucking convoy across the USA.
It's part of the economy, right?
Yes, of course.
Adult store. Oh, truckers, lonely truckers with their lizards in their cabs. To adult stores. No, it's. I think that, you know, there's a. It's the major artery between the East and the South. And what? Oh, guns. Carla wanted to point out guns.
Oh, that's good. She's just saying that if you mention that you want to stop by one of the adult stores, she'll visit a gun store.
I must share with you that it's Carla, it's me, it's the little guy. We are making our way up to Virginia, where we will be having dinner with my other daughter this evening on the way up. But I have to share, this is so good that I really could be greedy and save it for Monday when I'm back in studio. But the fact is I have to share this story with you because it's so choice, and it happened at the end of our day.
Thank you, Ferris.
Yesterday. Now, it's so choice. Hey, wing.
He can't.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's goofy energy today. So here it is. The bottom line. Bottom line. You're a bottom line guy. We decided that we would stay in downtown Savannah last night. And Rob, you've been there, and you know it's just the Riverwalk is
yes,
real cool.
Beautiful.
And I wanted to stay, and I got a one of those Trivago deals on the Hyatt, which was the nice hotel in Savannah. And so we were going to stay on the river, and the cool thing was all I knew to tell my son was that we may see a freighter or a tugboat or anything. When we get to the room, we look out the window, and there is a old-fashioned paddle wheeler followed by a tugboat that went up the river, and then this giant freighter, and it was just great for him. And we had a wonderful birthday dinner in Savannah last night. And, I, you know, usually when I'm making this drive, there's really very little. You get in late, and you get out early, and you're driving the rest of the time. We're breaking it up into maybe 4 days this time, so it's enough time where we get someplace early and we can linger a little bit. But that's not the gist of the story. So, being the fact that I'm technologically inadequate,
No, not inadequate at all. You're very adequate. I think perhaps you're challenged.
I'm challenged. And so I strapped the DVD, little old DVD player that we had, but to the back of the seat to have the little guy have something to watch. Mm-hmm. He's watching a cartoon right now. He's watching Curious George. But right before we got into Savannah, Carl had run out and gotten some DVDs, $3 DVDs for him. And one of them was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the classic wonderful
Gene Wilder
kids
one
movie. Gene Wilder one, the only one that's worthwhile.
Right.
And so he's watching that, and he's digging it, and he's asking me questions. Then he taps me and says, "Daddy, the girl's turning blue." You know, he's really totally into it, right?
Yeah.
And so he's watching Willy Wonka, and the timing could not have been perfect. The movie ends maybe 10 minutes before we pulled up to the drive-through of the hotel we were going to stay.
Perfect.
And we get unloaded, and we walk into the hotel lobby, and we check in, and everything's easy, everything's fine. And as we are getting on the elevator, standing out in front of the elevator, I think the vernacular would be, the politically correct vernacular is a little person.
Okay.
And instantaneously, I make the connection of, oh, my God, I'm going to be riding up to the sixth floor of the Hyatt Hotel with my son standing next to this little person after he has watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I did not know what to do.
Were you able to look at little Michael and see him making the Oompa Loompa guest connection and almost want to say in slow motion, no?
Well, listen, the cross to bear for anyone who is a little person could probably tell you this, that kids don't have the filter. So what he's doing instantaneously as we hopped onto the elevator, and by the way, the elevator is one of these atrium elevators. You've seen these where they've got the glass window and you can watch. He's not having any of that. Doesn't even aware of it. I mean, because he is not breaking his gaze.
There's a member of the guild.
Yes.
On the elevator.
I am.
The guild which he represents?
One
candy-making guild?
Yeah.
So I am not in a position to spotlight his three-year-old staring at this person because I feel as though that would be problematic. I don't want to do that, but We start the journey on the elevator. It's hopefully going to be as brief as possible. And the tug at my shirt is, Dad, and I am ignoring him.
Of course you are.
I know as sure as I was born Irish that if I acknowledge him, he is going to say, "Dad, is that an Oompa Loompa?"
Oh, no.
I don't know if he did. I never asked. I never addressed it after the fact. We got off the elevator. It didn't happen.
Oh, my God.
Like a
Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
The suspense.
Was, I was saying, this is, please, God, don't do this. This is a person that's there, obviously, on a business trip.
Yeah, not today.
Very, very well-dressed woman who was obviously going about her business, and I was in a state of panic, and fortunately, the elevator stopped. She was going to 7, we were going to 6. We got off, and we avoided that disaster, but
it's lucky she wasn't on a higher floor, or she wouldn't have been able to reach the button.
Maybe your son has a higher social IQ than you know.
Because there is a classic story.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just me with these petty bigotries.
I don't know, Mike. It's not bigotry sometimes, but there is a classic misstep you made, and I'd love if we could share this tale at this time. When we had a Christmas party at the Grand Hyatt, one of the last great
WJFK. Oh, look at the Hyatt getting a lot of run today.
The Hyatt's really working its way into this conversation.
And our intern at the time on the Don and Mike show was Scott the Dwarf. And he
wonderful
was
wonderful human being, good
wonderful.
Friend, still a good friend.
And he was invited to the Christmas party, and he brought his wife along, who was also a little person. And I went to high school with her. Her name was Annette, and she was also very cool. And after chatting up Scotty, Mike turned and said, "So, is this the little woman?"
One of my all-time greatest missteps.
Oh, no.
That Rob loves to point out. And
I simply turned around and walked away. I could not be a part of the conversation any longer.
Carla's doing most of the driving, so I'm on Facebook. All of it. Okay, all of it. You're doing all of it.
You haven't done any yet?
No, my wheel is, it's more painful for me to sit with my foot on the gas pedal than it is to walk a mile. So I'm at that stage of the recovery. Hey, it's kind of cool. Wink, wink. Enjoying the view. Great job, honey. Great job. Say hi to the boys.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Carla.
She just shoved the phone away.
Tell her to blink twice if she's happy.
Oscar said blink twice if you're happy. Here.
Carla?
I don't hear any blinking.
The phone again.
I think it's illegal to talk on a cell in South Carolina.
Very true.
I think it's illegal to have a cell phone in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe.
We wish you well on your trip, and thank you for taking care of the boss.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can Mike hear us right now that you're talking to us? He cannot hear us?
No, he cannot hear you.
Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, grade his monsterhood.
Okay. Well,
10 being Frankenstein's monster, okay?
Okay, listen. Yesterday was his birthday, so all is forgiven.
Okay.
Okay. Well played. Well played.
But today is still young. So we don't know the answer yet. Maybe get back to me around 3 o'clock and I'll let you know.
All right, you have access to Facebook. We're on a rest stop. Just post a number,
just,
1 to 10.
Just a number.
That's all we need.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. I'll put you back on with Mike.
Have a great trip.
Care.
Bye.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about?
The weather,
Mike,
mostly the weather.
You're so lucky. She totally gets it, and she's totally witty. And I've always known that about Carla, but to hear it while she's driving and multitasking is awesome.
Pretty great.
Yeah, whatever. I will tell you this, that I've discovered a new friend, an old childhood friend, my buddy Dan Reardon, who I grew up with, and he's on Facebook, and he posted some prom photos on my high school reunion website, and it's just very cool to, you know, when somebody pops up from your distant past and you didn't know they were even alive?
Yeah.
Very, very cool, and he's like running an orchard up in Ontario. It's like so cool to see. I think he makes hard cider. I was trying to figure it out. That's his gig now, but he's the guy that Rob that I went met when I went to Riverside Park and rode the Roundup and then ate the snow cone and threw up in Mr. Reardon's car.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, did these prom pictures that he posted, are there any of you?
No, they were classic 1970s prom pictures where we have the big vampire tuxedos, you know, with the big ruffled shirts.
It's always a weird, almost like a mental kick to the head when you see pictures of stuff that you remember but you didn't know there were pictures of it, and you see those pictures of people you know and loved ones. It's really a cool experience.
Well, it's back to the grind today. I, you know, my one splurge of the day was an egg white delight from McDonald's.
Ooh.
But yesterday I was able to, yesterday with dinner in particular.
Where did you dine for dinner? Where did you dine?
Was the place called Huey's? Was it Huey's? It's on the river. I think it's called Huey's.
I've never been there.
Huey's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was gumbo and crawfish etouffee for me for dinner. I mean, can you get any? And dessert at the Savannah Sweet Shop that we took Michael to, and I got a white chocolate dipped Rice Krispies treat on a stick.
Mm.
I had a 10 birthday. I had a 10 birthday. As it ended up, I was very, very pleased with the whole way. I had my first foray into alcohol since before, like 2 weeks before my surgery. I hadn't had alcohol in over almost 2 months.
What did you? Was it a drink on a stick?
No, Rob, but it was a drink that you will love. It's a drink that you do love. You've had them before.
What is it?
I had two Sazeracs.
Oh, it's nice. Nice. Good southern drink. Oh, classic.
Rye whiskey, and I think the mixer in it is absinthe. I think that's what it is. And bitters.
Yep, I think you're right.
And a sugar cube. Absolutely phenomenal.
Sounds phenomenal.
To do that. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a good trip, and fortunately, our timing is seeming to work out right. And, you know, outside of the Oompa Loompa moment, which was, you know, I don't have anything really bad to say about the trip. I mean, there's nothing really bad going on. We haven't gotten pulled over yet. The little guy seems to be very, very content. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest. If I was a man of more means, I wouldn't be driving 26 hours to get from one place to 30, Carla said, 30, to get from one place to the next.
30 hours? Tell her to step on it.
Yes, Rob said step on it.
Mike, you're discovering the wonderful nooks and crannies of this wonderful country, right?
Yeah, you're sort of like Charles Kuralt with good hips.
No, to be honest with you, the 95 Super Slab, when you get over when you get onto it right outside of Jacksonville, Florida, it's basically just a strip of ass-smelling pavement that goes all the way up to New York City.
I disagree. I think it's one of the most scenic byways in the world.
And think about the experience that your son's always going to remember. You guys hanging out,
and
road trips.
The DVD player is what he's going to remember.
Oompa Loompas in real life.
The best part, my birthday present yesterday was when he ran to the window of the hotel that was overlooking the river, and there was a big tugboat going up the river. That was the birthday present that I got. That was better than anything, and I was very excited. The probably low point of the trip would be a roadside something, probably just outside Jacksonville, Florida, where when I went in to take a leak, I think I may have been standing in some blood.
Oh! When you saw the riverboat, saw the riverboat with the slow moving wheel, did you point to it and say, "Michael, that is the one mode of transportation that is slower than driving"? That we could turn it into a longer trip if we were on that boat.
Faster on the river.
Yeah, but you got to find the connection.
You know, Rob, you've actually spent more time in Savannah than I have in recent years.
True.
Smoking alive and well.
Oh, in the South, man. Yeah, they love their tobacco. Yeah,
cash crop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lots of people out there in like 100% humidity and 90 degree temperatures. Moving on the butts. It was very strange to
nuts to butts,
to
I always said.
Yeah, you see a lot of that. You don't see a lot of dentist offices, but you see a lot of smoking.
Oh, and by the way, because it was a nice hotel, they have those luggage thingies that you have. What are those called?
The big cart with the gold bars that you can hang stuff on? Yeah, a luggage dolly.
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry to break in here. But you know how everybody loves Pony? And how Pony apparently rocked the All Request show.
Yeah, he talked up one record, and all of a sudden he's a hero.
Mike, remember when you said if you're a man of greater means that you could actually fly somewhere instead of take 4 days to get to your destination?
Right.
Pony writes me, and he doesn't want me to tell you.
Oh, my God, he's buried his head in his hands. I can't wait to see
this.
But
I'm going to tell you because I'm your friend.
Right.
He says, it's sad when a man can't afford to fly to his vacation home.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
You know what? You know what?
Yes,
you know? I really do. I really, really do make an effort to lift you up, Pony. I really do make an effort. Fie on me. Fie on me for having... not only, multiple decades on you, but for, you know, for doing my best when I could do my best to a little so that I could get myself a home where I wanted to be. I am so, so sorry.
Mike, how does it feel to know that the enemy is the enemy is within,
what?
Mike? The enemy is within.
I know.
How does that make you feel?
His snarky resentment will not deter me. I will soldier on, but Robin, has there ever been a greater example on the Mike O'Mara show of a boy reading his own press?
No! Okay. And here's the thing. He didn't even have the guts to read it on the air. He just sent it to Oscar and then said, don't read it. So there is so much integral, just the hatred is integrated into this whole thing.
He thought the lie. Look, in his defense, he knows if he sends it to me, it's going on the air.
Yeah, but he doesn't really want it to be said.
But in his
what he wanted is for you to say it.
He thought the line was so hot.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't just contain it.
Yeah, way to go, Jackie the Joke Man. Write another joke for Oscar.
Now I know where a lot of it comes from. I bet, you know, Oscar says it always gets on the air. I bet about 50% of it gets on the air, Rob.
Yeah.
I bet about 50% of it comes out of his mouth as his own idea.
Sure.
Because right? that same level of snark, you know, I've always gotten that. By the way, this started at WJFK back in the day. I know it did, okay? It started with the Junkies. I know it all comes from there. And yes, okay, I have managed to put away a few, and I am very happy to live the life. And I said the other day that why am I going into this defense?
You don't need to do this, Mike. You owe him nothing.
You owe him nothing.
You owe him nothing.
Yeah.
My bride with two words for Pony Boy Matt Bloom. I'll just give her the phone right now. Lay it on him.
Hey, Pony, work harder.
Oh, nice. Hey, will you give Carla a message for me and Oscar? Will you just tell her seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven is what their message is to you. Seven. What does that mean?
Nothing at all. Really,
it's just our Morse code.
Now my parents, first of all, I got Pony dissing me down there, and now you dissing me in the car. What the hell is seven? That Carla just said, I don't know what this means. Okay. Now it's a funny joke that I'm not a part of. Carla said seven could be right. hilarity. I know nothing about that. They're falling out of their chairs, and I don't know anything about. What is this? Is this penis size?
No. I'll let you in on it. When we spoke to Carla.
And I got one from the car. Carla said, I wish.
Boy, it really isn't your birthday anymore, is it?
Less than.
Tough room.
Mike, what we did is we asked Carla, when we spoke to her, we said, can Mike hear us right now? And she said no. And I said, please rank him on a scale of 1 to 10 on his monsterhood.
Yes.
How you're behaving. And she said that it was early in the day and she didn't feel comfortable doing it yet. And so I just guessed with the rave out against Pony. I said, maybe you're at about a 7.
Okay, monsterhood. Well, I'm at a great level of peace right now.
Good.
I'm feeling very, very good. And, you know, it's just, it's boring. That's what it is more than anything else. Because, there are trees on either side of this stretch, but there's not a lot going on down here, you know? I mean,
right.
It's not like driving through the mountains or driving along the ocean. It's,
blizzards.
You're on the super slab.
Yeah. How's your...
share some billboards with you.
Oh, please.
I love that.
I'll pop those.
Okay.
Cash for gold, I bet.
Let's stop by the cookout. That looks like a good place. The cookout. Oh, boring. Days in. Exit 119.
Mm.
Hot waffles. Oh, boy. Hot waffles. Waffles are big down here in the South.
Yes, they are.
I'm coming up on another waffle. Hampton Inn has waffles.
Oh.
Yes, with the continental breakfast.
Waffles and Wi-Fi. That sounds like a great name for a morning show.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm Waffles.
I'm Wi-Fi.
Let's get connected.
Play the hits.
So, you know, Pony.
Yes, Mike.
Mike, I think on that note, it's time for us to start the show.
Yeah, we've actually prepared a show, so.
Well, that's good. Enjoy your show, but let me just do my impression of Pony's talk-up, okay?
Okay.
This is Pony's world famous. Oh, my God. I fell out of the chair. Fantastic, Pony, with his talk-up, which was boo-da-boo, boo-boo-boo, 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 boo-boo-boo.
And, Mike, that talk-up broke the internet.
Mm. Thank you. Yes, smoke them if you got them.
Have a safe trip, Mike.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you on Monday from the Great Pine Tree State from my summer White House.
Oh, very good. Oh, Mar-a-Lago.
Bye.
Poor Carla. That's Mike live from the road. We have lots to talk about, including Critters! And new living arrangements for Rob Ford.
Ooh.
And how Robert is the talk of the neighborhood. Ooh. We'll cover it all after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Have a popsicle. The icebox just broke down and they're melting all over the place. You want one?
No. Oh, thanks. Listen,
have a popsicle.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman. Wait a minute.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
All right.
That's the Wolfman.
Do you love me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Do you love me?
Well,
yeah.
Where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
Where?
The Wolfman is everywhere.
Where?
Well, I gotta give him this note.
Can I wiggle on your Wolfman?
Here, let me see the note. Hell, that's just a dedication, man. What I can do is I relay it. It'll be on tomorrow or Tuesday.
No. See, this is very important. You see, I may be leaving town tomorrow, and it's very important that I... Damn it, that I reach this girl right now.
You don't know whether you're gonna leave town or not?
Well, I'm supposed to go to college back east tomorrow. I don't know if I'm gonna go. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Have a popsicle.
No.
Huh?
No, thanks.
Sit down a minute. It's early in the morning.
Damn.
I can't talk for the Wolfman, but I can tell you one thing. If the Wolfman was here, he'd say, get your ass in gear. The Wolfman comes in here occasionally, bringing tapes, you know, to check up on me and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the places he talks about that he's been, the things he's seen. And there's a great, big, beautiful world out there. And here I sit, sucking on popsicles.
Why don't you leave?
I'm not a young man anymore. And the Wolfman gave me my start in the business, and I like it. I tell you what, if I can possibly do it tonight, I'll try to relay this dedication in and get it on the air for you later on.
That would be terrific. Really. Thanks.
Yes, man. Whew. Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Really.
I appreciate it.
Sticky little mothers, ain't they?
They really... 6 or 7 of them, right?
I know. I got a whole refrigerator full.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Appreciate it.
Rock on, baby. We gonna do it right here. Rock and roll yourself to death. Oh, mercy. Give me some more.
H-E-R-B.
Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get in. If you're here, you are in the know. We are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new
shirt off, Mac.
TMO. Please don't.
Oh, sorry.
Please, shirts on. He's a businessman now. He has an image to reflect.
He has a shirt with a skull and crossbones on it.
I got Frankenstein's monster on my shirt.
No one said you were a businessman either.
That's true. Nor will they. Hey, here's what you do. Be a good businessman and get the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. It's the best. And you can reach us at any time, just like Mike O'Mara did.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Carla. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Policy Genius, Oscar. Do you have life insurance? If not, why not? Huh?
I always ask people when they talk about life insurance, you know, the idea of even having a conversation about it isn't the best, like, a most uplifting subject to talk about.
Well, Carrie loves it because she knows when I die.
Yeah, but you must have it, and the earlier you have that conversation, the better the rate you'll get.
Yeah, and if you don't have it, I mean, you might think it's too expensive. You might
or
think
it's
a hassle.
Not too late, by the way, as well.
It's never too late. The problem is you probably just don't understand the process, but I have the solution. PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. PolicyGenius has placed over $5 billion with a B, $1,000 in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius easily compares all the top-rated life insurance companies so you know your best options. Plus, they have a licensed customer service team to help you out along the way. So if you don't understand it, they'll let you understand it.
Yeah.
And while you're there, you can check out other insurance offerings like pet insurance. Okay? You listening, Linus? Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 40% off other prices for life insurance. Because when life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. Now, I guess the thing that's caught in your chimney didn't have any life insurance.
No.
What's going on in the Spite House?
Well, look, people, before you start writing me or sending me pictures of dead animals in your chimneys.
Oh, and the backstory is, when Oscar is late, on the rare occasion that he's running behind schedule, he's always kind enough to send a text.
Yes.
I got through without even cracking a smile.
I do send him, though.
Yeah, he does. He texts. He's wonderful. But
I owe $5.
But what's great is he says, running 5 minutes behind, something dead in the house, ! So I'm saying, take your time because you're bringing me content. So what is it?
For those of you that are TMOS-aholics, you probably know that I had what I thought was a win last week when pest control came over and found two squirrels that fell right out of the flue when we opened it up.
Flew right out of the fell.
We had heard something scratching in our chimney for some time.
Right.
Now, a lot had gone wrong when I moved into the house about a year ago. I thought I could take the chimney down brick by brick from the top of the home. So there are a few holes that still have not been patched.
You know, there's been well over 2,000 episodes of this podcast. And if you've missed even one, shame on you, because there are, in all of them, there's always a great nugget, and the single brick by brick disassembly of a chimney is one of my favorites.
Well, it's like big Legos. Not so much. So that project was abandoned, and if you have kids, you know that when an abandoned Lego set is sitting around, there are pieces everywhere,
sure,
right?
Sure, and it hurts to step on them.
So. Sometimes you can't put them all back. So yes, there are a few holes in my chimney. And I would say,
as opposed to most chimneys that just have the one big hole at the top.
Yeah, this is extra.
Yeah, this is extra on the side.
Really great ventilation.
And I knew it was a problem. Sometimes, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I was like, well, we made it through the winter. There wasn't a snow issue.
Right. Dodged the bullet.
Wasn't counting on critters, right? The spring is here. Mother Nature's about. And two of those little fellows, two squirrels, had fallen in the chimney, and we rescued them because all we heard was scratching, right?
If anything, the mild winter is now biting you on the ass because they, you know, the animals weren't killed by all the snow.
Yes.
They've got to find a place to be.
There's more of them now,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And
critters.
Yesterday, Shannon mentioned to me that she thinks that maybe one of the family members didn't get out.
Oh, so there's more. Mm.
Because a smell, much like the corpse flower here in D.C. Mm. and at the botanical gardens.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like one of those popped up out of the blue.
It don't smell pretty.
In our home. And you can light as many candles as you want. That smell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how serial killers get away with it, right?
Right.
Because
how do you do it, Matt?
Unless you've got one of those freezers. I think that's the play. You put the body in the freezer.
Sure. A chest freezer.
Yeah. I don't know. That smell is not something that could be, like, even if you lit the, or you put on that oil that hippies, the unemployed.
Patchouli oil.
Yeah. It smells like unemployment.
I've always said.
Even if you throw that on, it's still. Because my girl has a lot of that.
I've always said yes. That the smell of rotting flesh is God's little reminder that murder is wrong.
I think so.
Yeah. I've always said that.
It was so bad that I knew, that we already had someone come out and check with a little scope and everything and say there's nothing in there and there's nothing else. Right.
Mm-hmm.
B, my neighbor Sam is walking around alive and well, so it wasn't him. Right.
was even a concern.
It was horrible. Like, the first floor could not be lived in.
All right, I tell you what, hold that thought because we're marvelously late. We must take a small pause, and when we return, we'll get to the bottom of this story. But Sam is alive?
Sam is alive.
Good.
And a full investigation was had.
Excellent.
Which concluded this morning.
And remember, the smell of rotting flesh, God's little reminder that murder is wrong. I say it all the time. We'll be right back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. What you want, but don't. 97 Wave.
The Rob Spiewak Show is totally 80s this weekend, for sure. Every number one record from the 1980s played in chronological order on Rob Radio. Saturday morning at 7 on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. So, if you want the biggest hits of the 1980s, who you gonna call?
Rob Spiewak!
Means so much to people who are alive when the first Ghostbusters came out.
Oh, yeah, man, it's huge.
Hey, Oscar, do you know what a tick is?
Yes.
Yes, a tick is a small arachnid that lives by feeding on the blood of mammals, birds, and sometimes reptiles and amphibians. They literally suck.
Yes.
This is how they live. Kind of like the listeners that don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. If you just listen to the normal show and do not subscribe to the bonus show, you're living off the blood of those who do. You're going to give us all podcasting Lyme disease.
Lyme disease!
No one wants this, so please subscribe immediately. The bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. This week is a very complicated bonus show that if you want to look inside the brains of all of us, there's some onion peeling going on.
I would say 13 dimes a week.
That's almost nothing.
Keep the Lyme disease away.
That's right. Keep you healthy and breathing and all that stuff. No antibiotics either. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. And remember, it is the most fun
we
have.
That's how cheap it is, by the way. I just did that math. Like, it is 13 dimes.
It's changed back on 13 dimes.
Yeah. You find it in your couch cushions. Stop being cheap, people.
Yeah, come on. Get your head out of your ass. You'll get access,
Stop
all our bonus.
Stop being ticks, you dicks.
Hey, it's a couplet. It's a famous Oscar couplet. Love it. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS continue for many years to come, and we thank you.
You guys want shirts? How about one that says, I'm not a tick?
I'm not a tick.
Or it just says, not a tick, and then it's got the Ghostbuster sign.
Yes, exactly. Right? Perfect.
Because they bought the bonus.
All right, so Sam is alive, but the smell is hanging heavy in your home.
Yes, and look, as far as pets and expenses and really caring, I don't. Mike, I really don't. Like, I'll live through the smell of rotting flesh for a week to save the $500 I was quoted to come out and find it, right?
And also, are you like me in that if it's a situation that you can bear with, if you can hold on to your money for seven more days,
oh my God,
you've got your money for
because
seven more days.
The initial quote was $150. And then I got a call that says, hey, if it's something in the chimney and it's going to be $500, like, that is their bare minimum.
That's like 9 years of bonus show packages.
And then I said to them, look, that's not going to work. That is too steep. There was no rebuttal of like, oh, what if we made it three? Still was going to be
no
too steep.
No counteroffer?
Nothing. They just rolled.
Okay. So thanks for calling screw off extermination.
We called pest control through the city.
Right. Now, that is a city service,
it
right?
It is. So they show up. You got to tip them. It might be $50. No big deal. Just to take another look, right?
Do they have a certain sense of urgency when they're doing their job?
These guys were awesome.
Good. That's good
and
to hear.
They
that's
are Chatty Cathys, and I love a Chatty Cathy, right? Cause especially when it's middle of the day and they're trying to solve a problem.
Yeah, you want to hear, you want to be in on it.
There's daylight out, you know?
Yeah.
So this morning, these guys show up, and they're awesome. They show up like around 6:20 in the morning,
two
right?
Two of them?
Yeah, two guys. They said they usually start like 5:30 in the morning, full slate of days. Right. And I said, what's the craziest thing you found in some of these?
You're such a disc jockey, but I do the exact same thing.
Oh, my God.
That's the greatest. Hey, man, what's the craziest thing you've seen?
Yeah. Do you mind calling at 7:20? No.
We broke into the program director's office.
The guy says, oh, my God, we found a rat with the biggest ass. And that was his first response. And I said, excuse me? He goes, yeah, like a Nicki Minaj ass. And I don't know, like, if that's a descriptor, but it matched. I said, whoa, Nicki Minaj? And he goes, yeah, man. I was on the roof of this house, and I put my little scope down there.
Right.
And he goes, all I saw was ass. And
wow.
And it was huge. And then he started going to his phone because he had taken a picture of what he saw on the. He was so excited. I was like, dude, I'm okay. I don't need to see that pic. I was like, how'd you get it out? He goes, well, it was complicated and it took a few hours. Apparently, they go through in the other way, right? And try to shimmy it out. And they do much like.
When you mean go up from the fireplace
up, yes. Yeah,
they look at the top to scope
see
down.
See what's going down.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They were awesome. So after we had a great rap battle, we essentially went.
By the way, to our urban community, he said rat battle, not rap battle.
Yes, rat battle.
I thought he was laying down some sick beats.
No. I was like, oh, man. Like, do you think that we've got a big ass rapper in our chimney? And he goes, nah, man, chimney. This is too small. This is too small. No way Nikki would fit in this. I said, all right, so what do you think it is? He goes, probably squirrel. I was like, we just got two squirrels out last week. He goes, well, maybe one guy or gal got left behind.
Sure. The runt.
I said, okay.
The runt of the litter.
So he starts looking. 20 minutes later, he's like, we have not found a thing.
But they smell the smell. So they're on board with your theory.
That smell is either death or sewage.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's a big situation.
Right.
Now, what he didn't realize is that we had heard scratching for some time.
Uh-huh.
Right? So he said, are you sure you found some animals in here? I said, yeah, we heard the death scratch.
Right.
He goes, sometimes some animals make their way between the actual flu and whatever brick or wall.
A lot of times there is a chimney liner that is made of metal.
Yes.
And that is the brick is the outside, and then there's the liner within.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's space between them,
sometimes
right?
Sometimes they try to escape that way and they get stuck.
Yes. Mm. I've seen it in a dozen sitcoms.
And he said, but that's not what we do here. So, so you're going to have to call somebody else.
Here's exactly what you can do, but it ain't us. Thanks, buddy.
So they sprayed some, as I was leaving, they sprayed some of the, what's essentially Lysol in one of those deck sprayers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
A pressure sprayer.
Yeah, yeah. And that was it. $50, they're out of the door.
Now, is that just to kill the smell or will it help dissolve the body?
No, kill the smell. Yeah. He did mention you could start up the chimney.
Yeah.
Fire?
Yeah, but I said, what about those holes? Is probably a bad idea.
you realize the last time that your chimney had been clean, it was a congratulations, Roosevelt was reelected special.
And
you're going to burn your house
down
if you do
that. And we painted the bottom of the chimney in a paint that's flammable. We didn't know any of it. Like,
why?
We've done so many things wrong, right?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dude, I know. Trust
almost
me.
As dumb as texting that joke to Oscar earlier in the show.
That was a zinger of zingers.
It was good.
And so where I'm at now, we've been going back and forth with Ed Tony.
Right.
Our go-to expert.
I got an idea.
Yes.
What if you got a simple box fan and made it so it blew air up the chimney? That way,
that's what A. Tony said.
No way, really?
Yes.
Because then the smell would be
directed
out the chimney.
It's like you're a contractor and you're a master carpenter.
I am so going to send you a bill.
How do you know this?
It just occurred to me because thinking the smell has to come down and in the house,
no,
so direct it out.
But this, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Exactly,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what
right.
I would
that's
do.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Box fan.
Box fan.
Box fan.
Box fan.
Now, for those of you
Amazon.com.
Yeah.
In the know. I don't like projects unfinished, right?
Oh, just like Carrie.
I actually want to find this skeleton. Like, I want to know what's caused this.
Well, that's what, you know what, by using the box fan and the actual heat of the city, do you know what you're doing right now? You're making squirrel jerky. And it will still be there,
okay.
But once it dries
about
out,
food with you.
No, but this is
everything.
The process of jerky. But then once it dries, then you can get it.
Don't want the squirrel jerky. I want to know now. Mm. So
it's not a thing that you can live in the now.
I've got an impact drill with a. I have a masonry bit. I'm thinking,
and we're going to do that later in the show, folks. Oscar's world famous masonry bit.
I'm thinking of using that drill to drill exploratory holes.
But once you have the hole
on the side, on the side of the chimney, just so we have some resolution. Now it's easily patchable, right? So it's not painted.
Do you know
patchable.
What the resolution is going to be? Your house falling to the ground.
No, it's just little holes.
I know, but still, little holes
in
will
brick.
Connect.
You patch those all the time.
Yes, all the time. I don't know, Oscar. Your house is going to fall down. Don't do that. I don't think it's a good idea.
One hole, like a peeping Tom hole.
Okay, and then what? Then do you put a little camera in there?
This is what I have.
Oh,
you know,
of course
I love
you
gadgets,
do. You
right?
Do. You do.
Like a while ago, I want to say like 5 years ago on the Sharper Image catalog, maybe 6 years ago, I got one of those little snake cams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just in case, something broke out and we had to save a baby in a well.
Sure, or you wanted to spy on a neighbor.
And I could use that. To find out what's going
How
on.
How big is the snake hole
It's
camera?
Enough to go sideways into a chimney. Mm.
And look around.
And look around. No,
Does
way.
It have, like, night vision?
No.
Because if it is between a chimney liner and brick, you got no light.
Hold on, Mac attack.
Okay, this is going to solve everything.
If you use that drill...
Talk, really, really, really enunciate.
If you use that drill to poke a hole in the
Hold
chimney...
Hold on, let me introduce him properly.
Thank you.
bump.
Thank you.
You weren't here when we got it.
I was here. No, I was
okay.
here.
If you poke that hole, the whole box fan thing won't work anymore because now you have a hole straight from that chimney out.
Yeah, he's right. It's going to actually blow the decomposing air. Like,
but
right
Oscar into claims he's going to patch it with some sort of liquid brick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Liquid cement, it's called.
Brick speckle.
Yeah.
What do you know about masonry work?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, he's your guy.
What about you, Rofo?
I know about holes.
Physics.
I like the idea of the exploratory hole.
Yeah.
And the exploratory cam.
Yeah. See, he likes this.
So you put it in there.
This is your champion?
Well, didn't he peel a banana or a potato with a drill?
Yeah, peel an apple with a drill.
Yeah.
And
it totally went viral.
Hey, Ryobi retweeted me, so there's that.
So excited. Emmy, just so you know, Emmy is in on campus today.
Yes.
You're sitting next to a viral guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, yeah.
And to be clear, I think Emmy already suspected that, but we're not talking about his health. We're talking about he's had videos retweeted.
Yes.
He's got something of a clever mind working.
He's got a following.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's taken. By sorry, ladies.
Home Depot sponsored tools.
Yes. So, what happened?
Well, I think that you just need to drill a hole.
Yeah,
right
between the mortar, right?
Yeah. And I think you need to find out how.
Yeah, don't go through the brick.
No,
go through the cement.
Well, with your exploratory hole,
yes.
Make a mark on the bottom of your drill bit.
Yes.
For like a tick mark, and then keep pushing through the hole until you feel like the metal flume on the backside.
Yeah.
Flume would be a water rush.
Yeah. And you can see like how much space is there.
Ah.
And then from there, you can like figure out what kind of like light you can jigger in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can see the dead animal.
Do you remember in the movie Ocean's 11 when they watched the building implode?
Yes.
I want you to watch that video. And I want you to imagine that as your home. Because every time you drill, actually, I've seen your house. Every time you hang a picture, you're one step closer. So, not saying that this will do it, but it is going to weaken the structure somewhat.
And
your immediate fix, though, is the box fan.
Yes. But I also feel like, I don't know, Shannon is really put off by the smell of death.
Yeah,
right?
And you're gonna have giant flies in days.
Well, that's the other thing.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
The guy said there was no flies. Maybe it is a sewage
no fly zone.
There will be flies in great movie.
In a few days.
My mom just she worked for line maintenance, so she dealt with sewer systems all the time. She just texted and said there is a huge difference between sewage and decomposing smell.
Okay.
So you definitely have a dead animal in there. It's not sewage.
Got it.
And you're going
to have
enormous
flies. And why would sewage be in his chimney?
Yeah.
Well, no, again,
unless you got someone on the rooftop on a squat.
The gentleman that told me
upper decker
that it's sewage or you guys are gross. Sewage or death. He said he worked with his father at a funeral home. When he was a boy, he had a big story.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, man, it's similar to death. So it could be sewage or death. I said, how do you know the death smell, sir? And he said, well, I used to work at a funeral home with my daddy. And I said, okay, what about the sewage side? He goes, one of my uncles owned one of those companies that goes and takes all the sewage out of
septic tanks.
Yes, septic tanks. I said,
well, this is not the crowd you usually run with.
No. I said, that is awesome. I was like, is that a lucrative business? He goes, there's a lot of S out there.
All I know is these people you're hanging with, this is not like a story you bring back from Michael Corleone or Todd.
Oh,
Moore.
No.
Yeah. Todd never worked in a funeral home, did he?
No. Like, if someone has that context, now I'm going to go off of, Glenda Bloom's information. She clearly has dealt with infrastructure.
The GBI.
Yeah. But that really gave him some sort of, credibility in my eyes.
I agree.
This guy knows his S.
So to speak.
And death.
That's right. Well, keep us updated. Thank you. I do think that your first play, box fan.
Yeah, box
fan. Because you got to get that smell out. Okay.
Hey, Tony, thank you.
Very cool.
Appreciate it.
Guess who else is having issues with home life?
Who's that?
Rob Ford got himself a new home.
The Peeping Tom himself.
That's right. He's going to do his masonry bit when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, hey there. Tony Perkins here.
Hey there. Surf Stein here.
Coming up on our next episode, oddly enough, Gary, Surf is on the show.
I'm psychic.
One of the all-time great DJs, Surf Caldwell. He's got a brand new book, Surf's Up. He's met everybody in rock and roll. We're going to talk about time he spent with Bruce Springsteen, George Harrison, and many, many others.
He brought you a book. How come he didn't bring me one?
That is actually part of the conversation that we have on this show. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
I'm getting a complex.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Getting. Hey, musicians, there's still time. Yes.
Or magicians.
Yes.
Like, if you're really good.
Are you talking all specialty acts?
I mean, at this point.
Yeah. Jugglers.
The bands that have submitted are awesome,
they
right?
They are.
But for some reason, I was listening to this show 2 days ago. I think I was checking the stream.
Right.
And I heard the spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if we did have a magician?
You know, what you should do after the program, go onto the YouTube and Google, or search rather, Ed Sullivan plate spinners.
Mm-hmm.
That is the act we need. The guy that spins plates on sticks. Mm. Very thrilling. You see, you don't know. You mustn't comment on what you do not know.
The guy just spins plates?
On sticks. And if they fall, they break.
Yeah, but that's
think of the tension.
That's like a wacky act.
It's a specialty act.
It's not a magician.
I don't know about that. It's magic with
I
plates.
I want David Copperfield without the sexual assault.
Well, you have to have one or the other.
he was being sued for that at one point, right?
I don't
allegations.
Know.
That's alleged.
It's so alleged. You know, I do know that Twitch Riddell, I think, worked with him and had to sign a non-disclosure because he saw all the tricks backstage.
Now, these are the panties.
No.
Just a different type of story.
All right, speaking of which, are we? November 4th, 2017 at the House of Blues, New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS live in New Orleans. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music, and you could be on stage with us. It's easy. Email is band, B-A-N-D, just like the organization you're with. Band at MikeOMaraShow.com or click the TMOS live button on our website. We will help you advance in the competitive world of live music.
Oh, yeah. There's also an intern flop house that you can talk to Diego about if you're looking for hotels.
Yes, that's exactly right. They sleep in ships like in a submarine. You can thank us later. Remember, band at MikeOMaraShow.com. Contact us because we want to share a stage with you. Rob Ford has recently changed his living situation. We wanted to get to this yesterday, and we weren't able to. Can we have the update, Mr. Ford?
Well,
moving on up, I would say.
Right? That's right. I was living in Fairfax for a while in a townhouse that was populated by my girlfriend's family.
He paints a picture, doesn't he?
I can't. Like, I see the Wilson side of Emmy when she's working the computer.
Yeah, like the fence in Home Improvement.
Yes, right, yes.
Just from the eyes up.
So I see just the eyes up, and as soon as you said populated by your girlfriend's family, Rofos, you're telling us, I look at Emmy, and her eyes, like, I don't even see her face. It's just the glare that goes to the right.
And you know, Emmy doesn't even know the full story.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, we must give you a bonus package so you can get the backstory.
It wasn't a swoon. It was more like a, excuse me?
Yeah. Like, did he mean to say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been living with her roommates?
I had been there since November.
And before
of last
that, you
year.
Were sharing it with an El Salvadorian princess.
A Guatemalan.
Guatemalan princess.
An older lady.
Yes.
Who liked to cook and clean for me.
Yes.
It was a downgrade to live with my girlfriend's family.
How did you screw that up?
Huh?
With a roommate that cooked
her son showed up. Her real son.
Yeah, she apparently had a son that we didn't know about showed up. And
Was she working under the impression that you were her son?
No. I don't know.
No, it's that Latin nurturing mother. She was like, oh, I got to take care of Pablo here.
Yeah.
Rofo.
But I got a text from my old roommate.
Rublo.
And as I was moving out, and she said, hey, I'm really sorry that my son showed up. I didn't really want him.
Yeah.
But
she really liked
go.
You.
Yeah.
You
got
to kick rocks. So you went to your. You went to your girl's parents' house.
Not parents. The parents live next door, but to the aunt's, her aunt's house.
Okay, the family.
Remember,
they
have like a Kennedy compound.
That's right, yes.
Yeah,
but it's like three condos.
Like three townhouses all in a row, and they're all somehow related.
That's nice.
Literally.
So anyway, got out of there and moved into a single family home, a rental, really a group home in Vienna.
Nice. I've lived in Vienna. It's a very brown city. It's impossible to turn left.
Group homes are great when you're young.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never lived in a group home as a couple, right?
Right.
Now, I've slept with roommates here or there, but that's probably not the smart thing
to do. No, you don't want
to
do
that. But you're actually you're in a committed relationship.
Yes.
You've got multiple dogs.
One dog, two cats.
Okay, one dog, two cats. If I owned a group home and I put a little Craigslist ad, which I have in the past, right? And not owned, I was just part of one. Sure. I need a roommate. If you showed up with your significant other and two dogs or two cats and one dog, I'd be like,
and it's also, we're not talking like a little dog here.
No.
This is a Doberman Pinscher.
Yes. Doberman Pinscher. Yeah.
A hateful, big,
not hateful
dog. Well, his movements are hateful.
Her
movements are regular and hateful and big.
Let's let him tell a story, please. But I just want to set it up. This is not your traditional perfect situation for any group home.
No, it's not. And I'm glad you said that, because we were lucky enough to find a posting on Craigslist where it had previously been, it's a 5-bedroom house, and ooh, 4 out of the 5 previous tenants
had been murdered.
all moved out at the same time.
Is it sewage or death?
So the one woman who was staying behind, she had to fill like 4 rooms in a month.
How old was she?
She's, I think, like 35 or so.
Okay, so nice. She's not an older lady. Now, I know Vienna because I lived there for the entire of my youth.
We know. You hate it. Yes.
And I hate it. Yes. But he's in a good part. He's not in like the part of Vienna where it's really crazy busy and crowded.
Historic.
You have access to the metro.
I'm about 6/10 of a mile away from the metro.
He's got a great
that
location.
Is perfect.
Yeah.
Who are your roommates?
So I have a... the older woman who was there before. Not older,
is
but 35 years old.
Oh, you're such a dick.
older.
I believe
I'm sure.
Granny.
She is in sales for like horse equipment.
Oh, nice. Excuse me. Does she do a lot of business in the Pacific Northwest?
Does she stay in the bridal suite?
So, let me... Look, for you Big Owen Dukes fans, you understand that. That was a nod to this drab t-shirt.
Yeah, horse effist.
Yeah. Okay, so back to your other roommate.
Yes, right. Yes. Okay, and then the other one is, I believe, an 8th grade teacher, and she also does some personal training on the side.
Ah, she's a nice, fit 8th grade teacher, one of those.
And then there's this other guy who is a tennis instructor, I believe.
Hey, is it Mac's brother?
But
like the type of tennis instructor you see in a movie or guy, you're like, I don't think I got to play
really
tennis.
Short white shorts.
No, he's a really skinny, kind of in shape guy, kind of a hippie demeanor. But
shirt on or shirt off?
Shirt off all the time.
So you fit right in with him, Rob.
I mean, this guy, he walks up to the fridge. He lives in the basement, in the other basement bedroom next to mine and my girlfriend's house.
Muffy, I'll be in the basement. Could you get some more catgut for the racket? I'm off to REI.
He'll walk up from the basement up to the kitchen to get something from the fridge and come back with no shirt on. And I'm like, all right, this guy's a shirt-off guy, whatever. But this is
dick back. Reciprocate.
But this is the ultimate dick power move that he does.
DPM.
All right, he parks...
DPM. DPM, you got it.
He parks out on the street. So it's a long walk from the front door to the street. And he will walk out to his car to get something with no shirt on.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does.
He knows what he's 100%. Doing. 100%. Has your girl at all mentioned him?
Of course
in passing.
Has.
No, so, not.
I was like, he's pretty in pretty good shape. Oh, look at that tan.
No, not at all, because he has a couple speech inflections that make her...
impediments?
No, inflections. Like,
can
what?
You give an example?
Well, I just have to go do some tennis instructing today. I'm going to smoke a little bit of incense in my room to get a nice vibe and energy.
Okay. What you're saying is...
Does he have beautiful, long, flowing hair?
It's curly, but it's definitely beachy.
Okay.
Now, there are two things. A, I think that we'd be jumping to conclusions and say, well, maybe...
It's a fair conclusion.
Has he mentioned anything about lifestyle?
No, I don't think he's full blown over to that side of the spectrum.
Yes.
But I
maybe
think
he'll experiment.
I think he dabbles in both sides.
I got you.
Well, it's good for business.
He's into the energy of a person, and gender doesn't seem to matter.
Oh, that's great.
No, so he's if he's into energy, he's got to be hitting on Rob all the time. You got that Rob Ford
energy.
Very
fluid.
When you get to know people.
Yes.
Yeah.
What outside of just your general roommates, what have, and because there are quirks here and there, right?
Sure. Like, everybody has them. Yeah.
Outside of the shirt off, good in good shape, you're jealous guy. What's What else is going on in that home?
Well, this guy, the tennis instructor, he moved in, and then like 3 days later, he went out of town for like 3 or 4 days.
Oh,
that's actually great for a roommate.
Yeah. It is. I mean, not there, pays the rent on time.
Yes.
You know, can't complain. But he didn't ask me specifically, but he asked a couple other roommates in the house, hey, while I'm gone, do you mind if you water my mushrooms?
Uh-oh.
And that's where the story ends.
When the DEA breaks down your door.
That's right.
And I see you on the front page of the fair, or of the Vienna Sound or whatever they have, right?
Vienna Times Courier?
Yes. I can't wait. And you're like, I'm innocent. I never watered them once.
Hey, I got the Vienna newspaper. I saw a picture. There's a Doberman pincher in handcuffs. Handcuffs.
Like, and the neighbors are being interviewed. We knew they were drug people.
Yeah. I don't know. He just threw off a vibe.
That drug dog.
Well, that shocks me because I never knew of any drugs in Vienna.
Rob, you can't be watering your roommate's
drugs. Don't do it.
No, absolutely not. I haven't breached the perimeter to his room
yet. Okay, yeah, you stay innocent.
That's right.
Oh, and by the way, a shout out to another great city that I lived in, Leesburg. The guy in Leesburg that sold secrets to the Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Julia goes to school with his kids.
Really? Can we talk about that?
If you want.
Please.
Yes.
I'm enamored by this guy.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
No. I guess I'm fascinated is a better word.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this guy realized, A, that he was only going to get 25K and he might be put to death.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll talk about that and other things as we do Oscarazzi on the other side of these. It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
It's so gross to me when you've got the bad girls that are just like, trying to be as bad as they
Mike,
can.
Mike, your
be.
New porn film is here.
Hi, how are you? Listen, I brought a pizza over. I've been watching you for about a week now. Well, come on in. And then it'll get ruined by the two girls, Ginger and Bambi, that come in. Okay? Here's Ginger and Bambi.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
As I said, don't miss this week's bonus show. That's part of it. But also there's the whole, we talk about people with psychosis, and
yes.
We talk about our personal psychosis
full
as well.
Breakdown. And we start, there is not an uncomfortable fight.
No.
But there's
a spirited discussion.
Mike, yes. For some reason, thought we were calling him lazy.
Right.
And then we had to explain to him that that was not the case.
Right. But you'll hear it all.
Yes.
Remember, 13 dimes.
13 dimes!
And water the mushrooms, please, for God's sake. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. God, I love them.
Woo!
Oh, they're so good. And even if you missed out on the Omaha Steaks Father's Day special, there's still time to get in on
Sneak
the best
in.
Grilling deal in the world. It's not too late to get our limited edition Omaha Steaks package for only $49.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar. Omaha Steaks, I kid you not, grilling, nirvana, and everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners, 80% off the special package, which includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 steaks even, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha Steak burgers, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks that Robert loves, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, the best. An Omaha Steak seasoning packet plus 4 additional burgers free. The highest quality stuff shipped right to your home. You can't beat it. We all got this package. It is amazing. You can send it to anyone, but the best thing to do, send it to yourself and eat like a king for days for only $49.99. This amazing package, only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and add it to your cart. Remember, $49.99. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and fire up that grill, buddy. And now, without any further ado, you know, I hate when Mike leaves, but the only thing that softens the blow, it's the return of our old favorite, Oscarazzi.
Woo! Yai.
Gentlemen. Thank you.
Look, before we get into the nitty-gritty of Hollywood and what's happening in the world of Netflix and
Tinseltown,
Glow. Just briefly, because by the time Monday comes around, Everybody's going to forget about this guy.
Yeah.
Who is the jerk in Leesburg that sold Chinese secrets?
Well, no, he sold American secrets.
To the Chinese.
To the Chinese.
Yes.
Here's what I know. I don't have his name in front of me.
I love that you have insight into this.
I know his neighborhood.
This must have made you and your wife and your daughter. It's like, this is when the Americans happen in your backyard.
Yeah.
Except it's set in China and not Russia.
It is. It was a big breaking story last night, and I thank all the listeners that sent it to me and highlighted in yellow the word Leesburg as if, yeah. A, I wouldn't see it, mm-hmm. and B, not hear about
big
it.
Big stack of bricks.
Oh, well, it's Raspberry Falls is his neighborhood.
Ooh.
And that is, if you were going down 15, it is exactly opposite. If you took a right turn, you go to the Potomac to take White's Ferry over to Maryland. But if you take a left, it's Raspberry Falls. A series of houses built adjacent to a golf course. They're all houses, and the best way I can explain it is this. Every house that I've been there has a foyer so big they need one of those round tables foyer. You know what
just
I mean?
Just put your keys down.
Yeah, a lot of them with the...
Because it's so big, otherwise you're just throwing it into a big foyer.
I can't make it to the key rack in the kitchen. Luckily, I have this 72-inch diameter round marble table in my foyer.
Are there two staircases that go to the right and
often
left?
Often split staircase.
One up, one down?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can take your choice.
Prom pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is prom.
Yeah, but that is, it's a neighborhood that when, because Robert and Julia all have friends there, same school district.
If I had two staircases,
yeah.
I would be, and it was just Shannon and I would make her use the right one. And
his and hers.
Yes.
Trust me, Oscar, if I was rich enough to have two staircases, I'd have an elevator.
Really?
I wouldn't be using the staircases.
I think those stairs would cost as much as an elevator.
I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would. But these are all houses that when you drop your kids off for a play date in the old days or now if it's hanging out,
mm-hmm.
I instantly feel inadequate because my house is great. I love my house.
Not that
perfect.
Great.
Well, you know.
Neither of our houses is that great.
Well, I would
Mike's
say.
Mike's house isn't that great.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, this is where we live. This is our lot in life.
But I will say that, okay, let me say this. My house is fine.
Do you
my
ever
house
feel like you might have made a turn, you got off the wrong exit in life?
You ever feel like your house doesn't smell like a dead animal and say, well, at least that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I do feel that at the time we bought, if we had played our cards slightly wiser,
mm-hmm.
we might have been able to get into a single family home.
But we're in
a townhouse that has more square footage than many single family homes.
It's huge for a townhouse.
So it's great, and I do like it. But when you go to Raspberry Falls, you definitely feel like these are round table people. And I deal with most of the people.
Wouldn't it make more sense to say these are round table people? But like more round table and foyer people.
Well, no, right? But you see, it's gotten to a code because all the people like that I hang with in our supper club, we're all single family or townhome guys.
Yeah.
And so when I say, what are that guys? Well, have you been to their house? Yeah, that's a round table house. And it's gotten to code. That's our shorthand for the people in Raspberry Falls. But I mean, it's
God bless them.
I mean, and they say, well,
unless you're selling secrets to the Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, we're thanking, we're really thankful you could bring Julia over. I do want to apologize. The waterfall in the pool isn't working, but the pool's fine for them. I said, I don't know. She's really accustomed to swimming in a pool that has a waterfall. I guess we could make it work. Can I just set this on the round table in the foyer? And also, there's one house that is a little further out that has their dining room table is the table from the show with what's the Julie Chen Sharon Osbourne show on
CBS?
It's
the talk.
They have the talk table as their dining room table, like that 12-foot round wooden table.
Oh wow!
That's their dining room table. So you go there and you're just like, I'm gonna go home and have a popsicle.
I never knew that you were so into furniture.
Well, no, I sold furniture and lived furniture for a long time.
Because when I go to people, I don't even notice these things.
You would notice this table. The thing I noticed is, how the f*** did they get it in here? Because the thing is 12 feet wide.
I think if they're that big, someone's coming to build them.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. On site, right?
The table was there. They built the house around it.
I believe that would be the case.
But anyway, so this
custom furniture.
This is a guy, if he's a Raspberry Falls guy, he has got some coin. And he has, I believe, two kids. They both go to Julia's high school. And although she's not buddy-buddy with them, she knew them by name before the story broke.
Well, it's
so
tough
this
on
is
the
awful
kids. I mean, it's
home.
Horrible for the kids, right?
That's so true.
They can't, I mean, they have no control over that.
Right, right.
But, and again, just for context, for those of you not in the know, I think we've done a horrible job of explaining this.
But you know a lot about tables.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because I think what I was setting the table for is that he sold secrets.
The table! Again!
He sold secrets for a...
Kevin Mallory. Let me just explain
a minuscule amount of money.
Let me read it, because we're not doing a good job, all right? Kevin Mallory, 60, was arrested by the FBI at his home in Leesburg, Virginia on Thursday. That's yesterday. We're taping this on Friday.
Yay, Leesburg.
And
yay,
brought
Loudoun
to federal
County.
Court in Alexandria to face preliminary charges of espionage and lying to federal officials. While the sensitivity of the information disclosed remains unclear, if the government can prove charged, the case would represent one of the most brazen acts of espionage for China carried out by a veteran of the CIA or other government agencies. Court filings claim that during that trip to China in March and April, Mallory accepted some kind of secure communication device from the Chinese national. It's like, what is it, a fob pony? What does he get?
He probably gets like a little BlackBerry or something encrypted.
Man, Mallory later told the FBI that he was trained to use it specifically for private communications. Whoa! With the Chinese citizen court papers say, Mallory allegedly acknowledged to the FBI that in an interview last month that he had provided unclassified white papers. Well, that's only going to be racial, to the Chinese person in exchange for about $25,000 in cash, but he denied providing any classified information. In the affidavit, FBI agent Stephen Green says that Mallory demonstrated the device to the FBI and expressed surprise when the secure message history began to appear. One message says, I can also come up in the middle of June, and I can bring the remainder of the documents if I have time. Whoa!
But for that, I mean, 25 grand is almost nothing, considering obviously the place he is in his life and the fact the risk versus return.
Yes,
because he could be put to death.
Well,
treason.
A couple things. Apparently, this dummy was shocked when he showed the device because he thought it was secure to the FBI. That he's like, this is what they gave me, like thinking that nothing would come up, and like the entire
search
history.
I'm from Raspberry Falls, and frankly, I am shocked that this is not secure.
Rofo.
So according to the
Washington, never mind.
He asked to be represented by a public defender.
What a dummy.
Again, would it be okay if you provided me with some sort of mouthpiece?
Let me add this. This is like when you're, this is a different extreme, but when you tell your wife to check your history because she swears that you've looked at too much porn, right?
Right, right.
And you thought you erased it, and everything just pops up.
Exactly.
From, like the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it's somebody else's. Green said the FBI later found incriminating messages on the device. One allegedly said, your object is to gain information, and my object is to be paid for. Literally.
I mean, he might as well confess.
Yes.
He might as well confess.
If you touch your toes,
treason,
you can afford it, right? Now, let me ask you this.
I'm not going to be able to make the Tuscarora football game this Friday. I'm in federal court. It's not going well. No, and I won't be at the bake sale either.
Oh, just quickly, one more. Another exchange cited that he says, the black was to cross out the security classification, top secret Oracle,
right?
I had to get it out without the chance of discovery. You can send the funds broken into four equal payments over four consecutive days. If they were to start looking for me in terms of the state secrets and found the SD card, we would not be talking today. He's explaining how important this work is, right? And how risky it is. I am taking a real risk as you, and higher up bosses know.
Wow.
This scumbag. So even if it's $100,000, you're going to sell out your country for $100,000?
Well, you know what? He's not said anything in sort of any communication that's indicated he has much intellect.
No.
Hey, don't tell anybody that we're committing treason. Okay, thanks, bye.
Man, what people do. Now, real question to you guys.
Yes.
And everybody in here.
This has been a great Oscarazzi.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just,
I love it.
This is so much better than what, and I'll give you my first one. Glow's coming to Netflix. Enjoy that. So, drops today. It's about wrestlers and Mark Maron's
in it.
It's going to be awesome. Just binge on that this weekend. What blew my mind when I saw this last night, and I heard about it this morning again on the way in, was that he could either get life in prison or death.
Yes.
It could happen. Death could happen.
I mean, like, I think we got to kill someone to stop people from giving secrets away, right?
That's true. And the good sign is that there'll be a house really cheap in Raspberry Falls you can pick up in about 4 months. I mean, if it's a real buyer's market.
Rob, that's the I'm talking about the guy.
I know.
You got to hang spies, though. That's the.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean, that's the. You can do that, right?
You got to hang them.
Like, now, again, I'm not saying we should hang this guy.
The things that get Rob Ford excited.
I mean, literally, I've never even seen him search for like some backup information. The guy's been through 10 articles right now.
I know.
If you do this, life in prison at the very least.
Yeah, but he should be killed. He should be.
Rob!
Set an example.
String him up.
That's right. And I do believe there was a Mark Paul Gosselaar movie. If your parents get killed, you get a 4-0, right? So the kids benefit. Everybody will be fine.
All right. So I don't know if that's the case, but for $100,000 or $25,000 or any amount.
Right.
But for some reason, that amount really bothers me.
25 really bothers me.
So cheap to sell your country.
That's that's not even a good game show
prize. Any amount should be... you tell me, like, he gave you $1 billion. You're like, oh, man, like, I got to figure out what, like, the scales of morality. Like, you know, I can't sell out my country.
And for $1 billion, if you had to sell out your country, I'm not saying sell out America. Let's say you live in
Bolivia.
Okay. And you sell Bolivia for $1 billion.
You could actually buy Bolivia for $1 billion.
First thing you do, get out of Bolivia. Get out of Bolivia because you could do quite well in China on $1 billion.
Also, is this the case of some dummy essentially watching too many movies and saying, I'll never get caught?
Yeah, it
absolutely.
Is.
Like, they'll find you.
Stupid people tend to think they're bulletproof. It's stupidity. The thing is rife with stupidity. That's what it is.
Like, what? Again, upset me as an American, but also said, someone's got to die.
And the problem, Oscar...
Send your letters to Rob with 2 B's at Rob at MichaelMaraShow.com.
The problem with Chinese secrets is after you hear them, you're curious again 2 hours later. So... that you got to watch out.
MSG.
Yeah, all of it. It gives me a headache. So keep that in mind. I've got little tiny sounds, and I don't care if the Chinese hear them. They can hear them all. It's the sound of a red marble table in my foyer.
They're a round table family.
They're a round table family. Oh, one of those.
These jerks sitting around getting hammered, talking about people's money.
He's talking about King Arthur.
Oh, no. Hey, but we do all right. You should have been at the Chubbix for the 16th. It was a wedding shower, couple shower for their son, Jason. They had the deluxe Jimmy Buffett margarita machine with three blenders.
Them, yeah.
It is really, it's taking alcoholism to the next level. Because it started out, we say, we have margaritas, we have strawberry daiquiri and a mango pineapple. And I said, that's great. 2 hours later, we're just yelling to Rob, I want a green one! Bring me a green one! All right, we're back after this. We'll do the audio vault. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. And on this episode of Cake and Cookies, Rob is sleepy, hateful, nobody is steering the ship. And you know how we're kind of family friendly? Maybe not so much this week.
Cake and Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
We record a new one tomorrow. Get your questions on our Facebook wall, okay? Guys, you are the best. We love the fact because you are buying things and you are saying things. And that's the way Amazon works for us. We have a great partnership with Amazon.
Work harder, though.
Please, harder and tell your friends.
We are behind for our mid-month numbers. That is not a joke. And when Mike said last week that we're doing real well, I'm like, you idiot.
No, don't ever.
You never look at the numbers.
Stay hungry.
Yeah.
We're down $800 from last year.
If you don't try, I will never get my round table.
Now by
simply that
by $800, we don't get that $800.
No, we get a taste.
I just get to see the amount that we have been purchased.
Right. If you get an ice cream cone,
what's 2% of $800? We do that.
$40,000 of purchases never needed.
All right.
I want to think about what you need to. Yeah, $4,000 of purchases.
Forty thousand.
You're not working hard enough. Rob. No, $800. People need. I'm looking at the overall purchases, not the percentage that comes in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the gross.
Oh, okay.
Not the. Our net is like 2%.
Sounds like he's been watering the mushroom. I want to say
we were $40,000 down. We might have to shutter the studio.
Mike, we'd be selling these bricks.
We'd be selling secrets to the Chinese.
We took a page from the Jimmy Cerino business plan. Buy a brick. I want to say thank you to Tom McGinnis, though. He used our Amazon link to purchase $700 worth of stuff for his motorcycle habit. He has a Goldwing motorcycle, so he has a dual pack of Sena 20S motorcycle Bluetooth communication systems, brake pads, motor oil and filter, and a CB hand mic kit. His Goldwing is ready to go. So anything you need, Amazon has it. Please go to Amazon through our website.
You know,
it changes nothing for you. It means the world to
us. I know that it takes the pennies to make the dollars.
Yes.
But I just yelled about $16.
Hey, you know what? Dude. If you drop $16, you'd pick it up.
It all counts.
That's
it
why does. I went in that direction, because I said, there's no way that he's complaining about $16.
I totally am.
I am so sorry.
Tony, can you make that the show picture today?
I am so sorry.
I would love that.
I'm such a jerk.
All right, as we get into the audio vault, Carrie, and to a certain extent, Julia would be upset if I didn't mention, Fall Out Boy's new single dropped. Sounds like Fall Out Boy. Hooray. Okay. Let's start with this. Woody Allen somehow is bulletproof with all the allegations and the fact that he married his own stepdaughter. Mm-hmm. He is still accepted in Hollywood. And one of the actresses that he works with a lot is Scarlett Johansson. He's made a couple films with her. And she was on Inside the Actors Studio. I always thought Woody on set had the reputation of being quiet and a hands-off director. But apparently, Woody Allen likes to talk.
Woody is frequently described as a director of very few words. Did he speak to you very much as you shot, or did he?
You mean about my character?
Yes, about the role, about the moment, about the scene.
No, he doesn't have too much interest in that stuff.
No.
But he talks a lot.
Wow. About food, dinner tonight?
Oh, any old thing. Any old thing. Yeah, loves to talk about sex, people's relationships.
Weird.
Neurotic behaviors. Wonton soup.
I like that she led with sex. That's what does Woody like to talk about? My character
but
knows sex.
What else are you going
to
talk to
Scarlett Johansson about?
I don't know.
Like, I don't think that would be the first thing.
The NASDAQ's down today.
His name is Woody.
The man is known for going naked in any pool in America, right?
Is he?
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
We have different Google searches. Yeah, he will.
I thought that was more of like an Andy Dick thing.
Yeah. No. If gentlemen, how do you not know this? He takes... there are so many pictures. Why do I know this? I know this.
Yeah. Woody Allen, the director with the glasses?
Oh, no. I was thinking of Woody Harrelson.
You jerk.
Yeah, oh, me too.
That guy's a creep. He married his daughter.
That in the setup.
Oh, sorry.
What show are you listening to?
I was texting Pony the $16 picture.
All right. Very good. Worth it. The Gong Show, I spent enough time with it last night to make this prediction. It will not ride out its commitment for the summer.
I didn't even know it was back.
It's back, and here's the deal. It is being produced by Will Arnett, and he is one of the judges last night.
Arnett rules.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yes.
But this is a bad reimagination, because what they've done is they're saying the host is a guy named Tommy Maitland, and there's a bio about this guy, and apparently he is a famous British comedian that goes back years and years. But it's the worst-kept secret in Hollywood. Tommy Maitland is just in makeup. It is what's his name? Wayne's World. Why am I can't? Mike Myers.
Yeah,
it's Mike Myers in tremendous makeup, pretending to be a British comedian, and everybody knows this. And you can tell it when you watch.
Sounds awesome.
Well, it just doesn't
work.
Wait,
is it because you're like this douche purist when it comes to the Gong Show?
Not at all. I would love to, the Gong Show seemed to exist in its own bubble. Back in the day.
But if I went in and I knew nothing about it, and I knew that Mike Myers was part of it.
You would be, I think you would
be honest. Would I like it?
No, you would be like me. You would be put off by the fact, why are they pretending that that's a real guy and they're not saying it's Mike Myers? It's weird.
It's for the same way, the reason that we love a Bon 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 guy.
But he's funny, and this wasn't very funny.
He was great as Austin Powers.
Yeah, but you see, Austin Powers is a movie. They're not trying to fool us. Mm. I've actually been in touch with ABC Press to try to book Tommy Maitland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Maitland doesn't do press.
That's a good angle.
But the thing is that...
Rob's learning.
Yeah. But the thing is that they're not...
Both of them.
They're trying to fool us. Anyway, the most remarkable act last night was a lady in a Little Bo Peep outfit who put a tarantula in her mouth.
Whoa!
And played harmonica.
Really?
Here it
is. That's a
Please say hello to Midas, the Choco Gold Knee Tarantula.
Oh.
I have raised Midas since she was a spiderling, and I love her very much. I happen to know that Midas has big dreams of being a world-famous musician, but she was born a tarantula, so she needs a lot of help along the way. And that's where we come in. We're going to make Midas's dreams come true. Are
Disgusting.
You ready?
Disgusting. Tarantula in her mouth.
She's born a tarantula.
And she's dressed as Little Bo Peep, playing harmonica.
Sorry, I don't know.
The makeup on Myers.
Zach Galifianakis, we're going to start with you.
Huh. Can I ask a few questions?
So Zach Galifianakis is one of the hosts.
That's a real
judges.
Spider.
Yes, would you like to meet her?
No, I'm good.
Eight.
She got an eight.
Eight. Nice.
Ten.
Honestly, Ken as Jeong. A physician and an entertainer as a human being, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And I just, you know, but you seem like a lovely person, but still that won't mitigate it. I'm sorry. It was, I'm sorry. Well, he was off tune. The tarantula was off tune.
I'm not a big fan of spiders, but you know, if I could, I'd give you more. I'd give you a million. But I guess I can't give you that, so I'll just make it an even 10.
10, fantastic, well done, you've done well.
And that sort of Austin Powers voice you hear is Tommy Maitland.
Gotta check it out now.
I believe it'll be on demand. I think Hulu has the ABC connection, so look at that.
Thank you, man.
And we are running way late. Mike just wouldn't shut up today. Let's close with this. We heard about yesterday the new Ken doll that has the man bun.
The man bun.
The man bun, and Stephen Colbert offers this. I like this.
There's big Ken news. Because Good Morning America unveiled a whole new line of Ken dolls. But there's one new Ken that's clearly the standout. Man Bun Ken. For when you want your Barbie to hold down two jobs to support her boyfriend until his app takes off.
Until his app takes off. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Just until the app takes off, Oscar.
Oh, my God, that is so true.
Oh, thank you, everybody, for hanging out today. This has been a great one with a full studio. Love having Mac and Rob and Emmy here today. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update your app with our app, brand new app.
No man bun.
Do it today. Wait for it to take off. And you, hold down two jobs. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. It is so cool. All message for the weekly mailbag can be sent to me, Rob Spiewak. That's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Or be old school. Use our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks again for listening. And you can join us again for the best part of your day on Monday, the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike, back live in Maine.
Woo-hoo!
Without a single technical difficulty.
Look for yes. Carla's number on Facebook.
Factor of 10. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Woo!
Come down for moose soup after!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.